One applicant thought his marijuana conviction had been expunged from the record. In another case, the applicant had a 20-year-old misdemeanor. With one member absent, the board deadlocked 2-2 on whether to approve the applications. Now they'll be reconsidered at the board's April meeting. Board Chair Rick Johnson says they're still figuring out how to handle their responsibilities.
I'm telling you, it's not an easy process to go through and sort through these things.
There are more than 400 applications pending for licenses to grow, transport, or distribute medical marijuana. I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.